Blog Talk Radio.
Gracious Father, it is with sincere, humble hearts we come, Father God, sincere, grateful hearts that we come, Father. In faith and in joy we come at your command to come, Father, as we rise and shine on a brand new day that you have made. A blank page, Father, in our history, a blank page, Father, that we can start all over again today, Father. Regardless of how good yesterday was, how devastating yesterday was, Father God, you've given us a brand new day. And for this, we say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for embracing us, watching over us, protecting us as we slept and we slumber. We say thank you, Father God, for squashing every satanic agenda, plot, plan, ploy, scheme, and contract. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the precious Holy Spirit. Thank you for a host of angels encamped about us. Thank you for the body of Christ. Thank you for the power of your word. Thank you for the gift of salvation. Thank you for your never-ending promises, Father. And most of all, we say thank you that we can approach you this morning as our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forever and forever and forever. Bless our services on today, Father, with you and you alone will get the glory. Your people will be edified. Satan is already horrified, Father, that he just can't stop who God has called. And we say thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for the journey. Thank you for abundant life. Thank you, God, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen, amen, and amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership with Jesus Christ as the Lord. We are rejoicing in this another day that God has made. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. If you are a first-time listener to our broadcast fellowship services, church services, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah, podcast, call it what you want, amen, Jesus is here, you can call it what you want. Some people call it a prayer call, some people call it church, amen, glory be to God, some people call it fellowship service. All we know is Jesus is here. Yeah, glory to you. And however that relates to you, amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome back. Amen. Glory be to God. And if it's your first time, please enjoy the services to the extent that you keep on coming. Just keep on coming back. We meet on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. For the last 10 years, giving God praise, honor, and glory. We come, Lord, we come if we tired. We come if we not tired. We come if we sleepy. Glory be to God. We want to thank God for our Friday night prayer last night. Glory be to God. Amen. Oh, my God, did the Holy Ghost show up. Boy, was there a fresh wind. There was a fresh wind. My God, Jesus. I said, look at God here. Look at what God is doing in this season. My God, this is a season of prosperity, beloved. The increase, amen. You could feel the rippling effect of the flourishing that was taking place on last night. I said, this is what we're talking about right here. This is what we're talking about. Oh, my God. And so we just want to thank God. Amen. But even with that, saints, amen, hallelujah, we're a group of warriors. Amen. I just got off the call now. Glory, it was close to midnight when we hung up. But we back this morning. Oh, that's a warrior mentality. That's a warrior mentality. We ain't making no excuses. Glory be to God. That's a God lover, God chaser mentality. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, I just love what the Lord is doing Amen. Amen. We pray that everyone is encouraged. Amen. We're wrapping up the end of the month. We know that this is a short month. Amen. Glory be to God. But nevertheless, it's a month that the Lord has made, and it's a triumphant month. Amen. Because we are triumphing. Amen. And we have triumphed already. Amen. Glory be to God. Black History Month. We want to thank God. Amen. Look, we can celebrate Black History all year long, as far as I'm concerned. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Our history is important. Amen. And we need to sort of keep a tab on our history. Amen. Because otherwise, amen, we may repeat it. That could be a good thing. Amen. But that's a message all by itself. Amen. So we just want to thank God. Amen. For everything. I'm Dr. Alfreda Bradford out of Philly. Amen. And just excited. Just excited with all that the Lord is doing. Amen. And all that the Lord has done and all that we anticipate him to do. And we know the final call. Oh my God. One glad morning. One glad morning, saints. When this life is over. Oh yeah, we're gonna fly away. And so shall we forever be with the Lord. And life is worth living. Amen. Life is worth living. Amen. Because amen of that moment to come. And we bless the Lord. All right. We're going to get straight into the word on this morning. Amen. I'm telling you, the last year or the year before that, we know we took a month and we had some of the Bethel pastors come and share with us. That was very delightful. Amen. Glory be to God. And every now and then we'll reach out to other pastors and preachers, etc. But the Lord shared with me, he said, you have people right here in your ministry. And we know all this month they have been coming, amen, and sharing. And guess what? We got an overflow. It's going to take us into March. Oh, my God. And y'all know I consider myself Mother Hen, amen, as being the leader of this ministry that God has ordained. Amen. Don't ask me why. That's his business. I don't know. Amen. I'm just flowing right now. But I'm Mother Hen, and especially this month, with everyone coming and bringing a word in their own anointing, with their own personality. I said, Father, just look at everybody growing up. Y'all growing up now. Glory be to God. Mama can go on vacation now because the kids is the dog. And this is the purpose for the fivefold ministry. Amen. The fivefold ministry, beloved, is for to come and to grow up the body of Christ. See, that's our purpose. Amen. So you can back up a little bit. Amen. And you don't have to, you know, glory be to God. Like right now, my grandchildren are in the other room. See, but you know what I mean? I don't have to go in there peeping, you know what I mean? Staring every second. You see, glory be to God. Because we're growing up now. And you can send your child to school by themselves. You can send them on an errand. See, because they're growing up. And so I was just smiling with the Lord, just seeing the growth and the maturity within the body of Christ. See, it's a lovely thing. It's a lovely thing. Amen. So I said, Lord, I just want to. That was the first time in all of my years of ministry, and I say this in humility, when God showed me that yesterday, that was the first time in all my years of ministry where I say, well, Lord, maybe you are using me. I never saw it before. I never even looked for it. But God gave me a glimpse when God showed me the maturity of the individuals in this ministry. That's the first time for about 5 seconds yesterday, I said, Lord, maybe you are using me. And so I want to give him some praise. Amen. This morning, coming to us Amen. All the way from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Amen. This young lady here, I'm telling you, when I think about her, she has a beautiful smile. My God, when this woman smiles, the whole room lights up. Glory be to God. She's saved. She's a mighty prayer warrior. Now, you notice I put the word mighty in there. I don't know if that's an adverb or adjective. I got to revisit my English, okay? Because I don't edit my own books. I got somebody else editing. So I don't know if that's an adjective, adverb, or what. But I know she's not a prayer warrior. She's a mighty prayer warrior. She is ever learning. She is a student of the gospel of Jesus Christ. She is indeed a teacher. Matter of fact, she's a good teacher. Another thing about her, she's a good listener, too. You don't have to say nothing twice around her. Because she got you the first time, and she heard you. She heard. Matter of fact, she's such a good listener, she heard what you didn't say. It amazes me when I look at her listening skills. She's loyal. She has a very, very soft heart. Very soft heart. She is indeed an evangelist. She is an evangelist. I don't care who has given it, who hasn't given her any papers. If the Lord tell me, I'll give her some. Amen. Because she is an evangelist. Amen. She loves to share. She is a thinker. She's a deep thinker. She is a giver. She is a growing entrepreneur and definitely a businesswoman. She's a family person. As I was telling her the other day, I said, when you come in the spirit of Jesus, wherein when you come in with the spirit of a lion and the spirit of a lamb. We love her. Amen. Glory be to God. She's indeed a partner. Amen. With the ministry, Life with Jesus Kingdom Ministry. Amen. Devoted in the Lord's kingdom, a friend to this ministry, and I consider her a personal friend of mine. I'm talking about none other than our sister, Denise Jackson. Amen. And so we want to thank God for this woman of God. It is she who is coming this morning to share with us what thus saith the Lord. Amen. On today. Amen. Let us receive her for her grace and for her abilities at this time as I introduce to some and present to others our evangelist, Denise. Amen. In Jesus' name. Sister Denise, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me, Pastor?
Yes, we hear you. God bless you, and the floor is yours.
Amen. Good morning. Good morning to all. I was listening, Pastor. I was listening. Because you said something with the opening song, I've always loved that song. Alabaster Box, and I think Sister Joanne Thurman, she had mined from that song many times. And as I listened to that song, it said, "You don't know the cost." Shibikurusha. To me, many of us have our own testimonies. We have overcome darkness by the word of our testimony. And you don't know the cost. You know, I got saved in a house. I was praying in the power of God. So I just love that song, "You Don't Know the Cost," when Pastor Bradford is up too, when Christ summons her at 2 and 3 o'clock. Somebody might have been get ready, got a gun out, shakarosha, and complicate thinking about a suicide. You don't know the cost. And Evangelist Nancy always talk about protection. You don't know the cost. Somebody up 2 and 3 o'clock, you just don't know the cost. When I was on crack cocaine, you just don't know the cost. When God took and saved me, you don't know the cost. You don't know the cost. You don't know the cost. When you've seen all your children die, you just don't know the cost of people's alabaster box. So I really love that song. And another thing that you said, I was listening, Pastor. My teacher in high school told me to just listen attentively. I think he used that word or something. Actively he used. And when you said you didn't realize how, you know, I probably paraphrasing it, but you didn't, the impact. And that's a profound statement that you said, and you didn't never realize it. You never looked for it. You never saw it. Shikurusha, but God had you in operation, and he positioned you, and you postured yourself to hear the gospel and help everyone else. And as I have grown and growing in this ministry, you was the pivotal part. See, I'm not amiss of what people do for me. I'm not amiss of telling my testimony because I want to stay at the foot of the cross. That's why I remember my addiction. Why you talk about addiction, Sister Nisa? I'm free indeed, number one. He set me free indeed. And secondly, that's a humbling, I want to stay in a humbling posture to always, I put it on shot. I ain't even getting to the message yet. I always want to remember the cross. Sister Denise want to remember when I stood before him and he pulled his, I pulled my alabaster, my tears of addiction. And he filled me with his spirit. See, Sister Denise, I don't want to forget that. In Jesus' name. Father God, I glorify your name as we have a posture and position ourselves to love. Yesterday, last night, well, it was just morning. It was very delightful. It was delightful because I felt the Holy Ghost powerfully. And as I think about it, I still feel his spirit that it was in unity. I always tell a lot of prayer partners, Sister Denise, love unity. I love it. And God commands his blessings on those who dwell in unity. We didn't come in that line with other, we might have had all kind of things going on in our mind. But when we went into the gates of praise and into his courts with thanksgiving, the Holy Ghost met us. Do you see the connection? When we all are like-minded, the power of God rests not on one, but he rests on all of us. Did you see the connection? Father God, I give you glory. I thank you, Father God. That's what the whole ministry for me is about. So much of I have been given, freely I give. I have been given, freely, Sister Denise, give. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I glorify your name. For much you have given me, so shall I give, in Jesus' mighty name. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation, be acceptable. And as Pastor Bradford said, that scripture, you have given us teachers, apostles, pastors, prophets, evangelists. And this will get me right here, this part right here, to edify and equip. Hear me. Edify and equip. We are to be edified, whatever church you're in. You are to be edified and equipped. Here it goes, to do the work. We're all commissioned to do the work. Every one of us up in here, we're all commissioned to do the work. I'm going to start in Jesus' name, Father God, in Jesus' name. I'm going to tell y'all something. The Lord summoned me at about 4:30. I looked at the clock, but I had set this phone I had set for an alarm. And I was telling Evangelist Tina, I've never set an alarm, only about two times I can remember of being in this ministry about 8 years. And it was so funny. I had to tell y'all, the thing said ting. I suppose I had heard that. I said, really? So I just had to throw that in there, y'all. I give God glory that he is my He is our alarm clock in the name of Jesus. And I thank him that we're still here in the land of the living. And he has summoned us to this morning. For that, I glorify his name. I'm going to begin with Elder Lucy Smith. Somebody send this to me. I think one of my sisters in Christ, and she ain't know this thing rocked me when I read it. Elder Lucy Smith, born 1874. And we salute you. Every person on this line, I salute them. African-American men and women, how we know our position in Christ. And it's such an awesome thing to be an African-American woman and man of God. And is not bound by any color, but we are African. Let me look. We are African-American. And so it is delightful. It is delightful. Elder Lucy Smith, 1874-1952, also known as Lucy Turner Smith, was an African-American. And she was a Pentecostal pastor and faith healer. One of the first women. See, history don't tell you a lot of these first women. I was down there at the Church of Advocate here in Philadelphia, 18th and Diamond. It was a little plaque out there, and I read the plaque. Four Philadelphia women. Because I had to go back and look at women ministers. Four women were ordained. Huh? Methodist women. Go check it out. It's the 18th and Diamond. Just go Google it after the call. Go check it out. Four Methodist women. They were ordained here in Philadelphia. The first women ever to be ordained. Uh-huh. Okay. History don't tell you those things. History tell you, but we must search and search for it. So Elder Lucy Smith, 1874-1952, also known as Lucy Turner Smith, was an African-American Pentecostal pastor and faith healer who founded All Nations Pentecostal Church in Chicago, Illinois. Her healing ministry attracted large numbers, and they said they used to come by the thousands to hear her minister, and the power of God would rest upon her. This is not in the notes, but this is what I feel in my spirit, the power of God, because it's not you healing, it's the power of God working through a yielded vessel. I kind of shot things that I desire. Maybe that's what attracted me to her, because that's what I desire. You lay hands. We ought not to still continue to be broke up. A lot of us are still broke up. That's why I pray that the Holy Spirit allowed me to pray so earnestly out of my heart, because I'm not attracted to bondage. It's unattractive to me to be in bondage. That's why I was attracted to her, that thousands came. And she laid hands on them and was healed, thousands of followers. And her church, it grew to over 3,000. We're talking about in the 1940s and 50s, to over 3,000 members. She was the first woman to be the founding pastor of a church in Chicago. Upon her death in 1952, now besides that, not only she was the founder, her church grew for 3,000, over 30,000 people got healed. Now, this is something else. She also gave into the community. This was during the Great Depression. Pastor Lucy Smith, she fed thousands and clothed hundreds of people in the community. Wealth was being in the community. That's when you say wealthy, the Lord says, "Beloved, I wish of all things you prosper." Certainly, she was prosperous, honey. Read her. She was prosperous, and she gave into the community in the name of Jesus. Healing, hallelujah. Church grew. I found this so fascinating. Her funeral was attended by 60,000 people. There ain't been no funeral in Chicago since then like that. We're in 2021. This was 1952, over 60,000 people. In Chicago, that was the largest funeral held in Chicago. We salute you, Ashiro, Elder Lucy Smith, the founder of All Pentecostal, All Nations Pentecostal Church in Chicago, Illinois, a faith healer, a founder, a woman pastor, the first woman pastor in Chicago, Illinois. We salute you, Shiro, Elder Lucy Smith. Amen and amen. Joel 2:28, God's promise of his spirit. And subtitle, and I said, Lord, this subtitle, where are you going at with this? What you don't see is working for you. That's all you gave me. What you don't see is working for you. That's the subtitle, but God's promise of his spirit. I guess when I get into it, God has revealed to me, because what you don't see, a lot of times what we don't see, we serve an invisible God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. You see the destruction of wind and tornadoes. You see the aftermath. You don't see the wind. You don't know which way it come, which way it's going, but you do see the effects of it. What you don't see is working for you. God's promise of his spirit. Joel, the second chapter, the 28th verse. And afterward, I will pour out my spirit on all people. This came with, I was just talking to Minister Gwendolyn Richardson, and she kept saying this scripture weeks and weeks and weeks as I'm talking to her, as we were talking. And I said, man, it just wouldn't leave my spirit alone. I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. You notice in the text it says your old men will dream dreams. Young men will see visions. Hashirusha. Joel, however, announces a radical innovation, the expansion of prophetic gifts across gender and across class distinction. I'm going to pause right there. You don't know who got a gift. Here, you know, it says Joel, however, announces a radical innovation, the expansion of prophetic gifts across gender and across distinction. I'm going to put it simply in my heart. You don't know who got no gift. You don't know these things. I see that even Gwendolyn Richardson, she said, Sister Denise, God is giving you the teaching. I said, what you talking about? I did the Willis on her. I said, what you talking about, you know, back then? But you don't know how it's coming. You don't know how it's coming. You don't know. It could come with a little girl. Mine told me a story years ago, a little girl, the form of the Holy Spirit came over to her. by angel. And Jesus taking me back to this, when I was not saved, a man came on the Philadelphia bus. I was in the back of the bus. He came from the front, came to the back. And I don't know why the Lord let me revisit this. And then he came and he said something, that don't be ashamed of your youth. And then he walked away. And I looked, I didn't see the man anymore. This is not gender specific. This ain't based on no gender. Young men and old men, this is not based on the gender thing, that's what I'm saying to you. Your little grandchild, and Pastor Bradford, little two twins is in there. This ain't based on no gender. Young men, old men, every Muslim, Hakorosha, Hebrew, non-believer, God is going to pour his spirit on all flesh. The Bible says the gospel shall be preached in North Philly, West Philly, Germantown, Chicago, Africa, Liberia, the four corners of the earth. It is expansion. See, I used to always look for a prophet to give a prophetic word. You ain't got to look there no more. It was a song, don't look there anymore. You ain't got to do that, because your little children is going to prophesy to you. You looking at it another way. You looking at it, and I used to always look at who's going to pour into ministry. I've seen some things happen. Let me go back to my own testimony. My husband passed away. It was a lady she was very quiet. Her name was Sister Denise. She blessed me. I never spoke to her three times. I probably was a member of the church 13 years. You don't know how it's coming. You probably looking at T.D. Jakes to give you a prophetic word. And little Shushu will give you a prophetic word. God is going to grace her with the Holy Ghost is going to touch her. He's going to pour his spirit on all flesh. As Gwendolyn Richard said, Lottie, Dottie, and everybody. You don't know. Even verse 29, even on my men servants and maid servants, I will pour my spirit in those days. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for helping me. I didn't look down at the notes. I mean, the maid that's serving you, huh? Thank you, Holy Ghost. Your maid servant, at this time, they had men and maid servants. Some of these wealthy Tyler Perry and them, they got maids now. Huh? You'll come in your house and the maid. Let's go to Hagar. Let's go to Hagar in the Bible. As we was on the line last night talking about rejection. Thank you, Holy Ghost. She was rejected. After Abraham and them messed their stuff up, and she was rejected. And God told her, go back and to submit. Men servant. Because she was a servant. She was a maid servant. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Satan, you're a liar. It seemed like I'm going here and there, but yeah. She was a maid servant. Maid servant. Huh? Your position in the church might be to clean the communion. While you come cleaning the communion, God's spirit going to pour, come down on you while you come cleaning those communion cups. And you're going to go straightway and prophesy to your pastor. Huh? Sometimes we're looking at it for your pastor friend, like Pastor Bradford said, she didn't just bring the pastor friend, God pouring her spirit to bring people in the ministry. Huh? And it's been powerful. I done heard a lot of them. Well, it's been powerful. Her mother preached about sin. Powerful, powerful, powerful. I heard it. It's no gender. It's no gender, honey. So don't look at it. Don't look at T.J. Jakes to give you one. It ain't going to be no gender. It's going to be at the poppy store. Apocalypse. Do the Lucille at the poppy store. We'll give you a prophetic word. Huh? Mm-hmm. That man gave me a prophetic word now that I go back to it. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He brings things to, and it didn't come to fruition until years later. He said, you ain't going to be ashamed of the crack addiction. You ain't going to be ashamed of none of that. And sure ain't. Because I'm free indeed, I told y'all. But he was pouring something out. My aunt, she laid hands on me when I was 9 and 10. Matthew 15:16, I believe. Let your light so shine that men may see your good works and glorify God in heaven. The thing of it for Sister Denise, I want people to see the good works of God and bring them to the throne of God. Sister Denise, what you about? I'm going to tell you. You want to know what I'm about? I'm telling you right now. Let my light so shine that men may see. How could it all shine? And that they will draw to Christ. the addict that be in the street, that they will see as I stop and talk to them, that they may draw them to Christ. The backslidden person that I talk to, that they may see. God want to see your light this morning as you rise up. Some of us rising up, some of us are still asleep. Let me move on. John 7:39. You don't know where prophecy comes from, honey. I'm learning this thing. I'm learning. The two or three people prophesied to me, and they're new friends to me that God has put in my life. And it was something deep in my heart, and she spoke it the other day. Okay, I'm moving on. John 7:39. Don't despise the Bible. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The Bible said don't despise prophecy. Don't despise it. John 7:39. He was speaking about the Spirit, who those who believed in him were later to receive. For the Spirit had not yet been given. Let me clarify something. It had not been given. The Holy Spirit, God had not died on the cross. I like simplicity when I study and read. He had not, there had been no remission of sin. That's what Jesus had told Peter when you had been converted. Jesus had not died on the cross yet. John, let me go to John the Baptist, said there's one coming. I baptize you, thank you, Holy Ghost, in the Holy Spirit, but there's someone greater coming. I baptize you by water. And water, Pastor Bradford, teach that later. Water baptism is not necessarily, filling with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the filling of the Holy Ghost. There's another study. Jesus had not went to the cross, so there could not have been a remission. When he went to the cross, then you were forgiven of sins, and not without the shedding of his blood. If he just would have died and there was no blood, because there was power in his blood, without the shedding of his blood, without, you can't exclude it, without the shedding, there had been no remission. There had been no removal of your sin, or mine's either, without the shedding. The Holy Spirit had not been given because Jesus had not yet been glorified. The verse was great weight. The evangelist's interpretation of the previous words of the Lord, nor can they be put aside. The history of the outpouring of the Spirit on Pentecost and the mighty gift of the risen and glorified Jesus to those who believed in him are their abundant justification. Eternal life is a present gift. Satisfaction of the thirst of the soul was an immediate bestowment of Christ and had been realized by untold multitudes of those who have been inwardly cleansed by the Spirit. You want to inwardly cleanse them by the Spirit. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit has not yet is, however, a strange and startling statement. The work and person of the Spirit are spoken of throughout the Old Testament. Pastor Bradford did a study. Take notes, y'all. Take notes when you come to study. The person. The Holy Spirit is not an it, as Pastor Bradford said. No, he's not. If you have functions, does he get sad? You get sad. See, a lot of people said, Sister Denise, this. And see, when I look at the cross, Jesus cried tears of blood. That was humanity in me. When he was at that cross and said, if it could be any other way about him beating me to death and spitting on me, but nevertheless, he's going. That was humanity. Okay. Back to the text. The work and person of the Spirit are spoken of throughout the Old Testament, Psalms 139:7. Whosoever shall I go from thy Spirit? And whither shall they flee from thy face? I told a testimony how Christ had met me in a crack house. Since you're talking about crack, I told y'all I'm free. Stay on the path. See, sometimes we focus on what is being said. Stay on the path in the Spirit. Catch me in the Spirit. Can take his Spirit wherever he wants to take it. Take your Holy Ghost. Psalms 139:7. Wherever shall I go from thy Spirit? And whither shall I flee from thy face? God knows the appointed time for someone that's listening right now, for you and I, the appointed time of our salvation. He met me there. You don't know the cost of people alabaster box. I keep going back to that song because, see, Jesus cast 7 demons. You don't know the cost of her alabaster box. She was enslaved. And God set her free from the enslavement, the bondage. Genesis 6:3. Then the Lord said, my Spirit will not contend with humans forever. The Spirit of God ain't going to be with you forever. For they are mortal. Their days will be 120 years. I think after the flood, that people used to live to 400-500. Abraham and all them people, they died. Solomon, 130, 120. I think Abraham was 120. Look at it. when people come and minister, I do that. I take notes. When you hear the word of God, take a mental note. Ponder and meditate on scriptures. Also, I remember in Genesis 6:9, God was grieved that he had even created man. It's in Genesis 6:9. Take a look at it. He said he was grieved. So grieved that he ever created man. Then the Lord said, my spirit will not contend with humans forever, for they are mortal. Their days will be 120 years. Papa, the years started going down and down and down. And King Saul, spirit of God, left him because that's another study. Samson. He said, let your spirit come. And then it came. And he destroyed all the people that was in the temple more than his entire life. Spirit. The power of God was in his hair, in his spirit. When we get entangled in many different things, when we get away from Christ and our conscience becomes so seared that sin, about sin, his spirit will not contend with us. As Pastor Bradford said earlier, I do think I'm somewhat of a good listening pastor. And you said, you know, when the Holy Spirit comes, when we shall behold him, then we shall see him. Right now, no. Then when you shall see, flesh and blood will not inherit the kingdom. When you see him, glory, hallelujah, and bless the name of our Lord and Savior, then you shall behold him. The secretes and all these other things that we have, no. That's not entering. Last night, hallelujah, the visitation of the Holy Ghost, it met us because we had no oughts in our hearts. We had no grudges. I put it on shit, kid, it on shot, pure and sincere heart. You lay those things before the altar, and he cleanses and sanctifies you in the name of Jesus. It cannot enter the holies of holies. God told me last year, that ain't coming into the throne room. Daughter, Denise, my sister will call me Den-Den or whatever. That's not coming into the throne of God. Hallelujah. When you come to the altar, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, those things cannot enter into the Holy of Holies. When revelation and prophecy come into your heart, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. When a prophecy, young men, glory to your mighty name, pass a brother, little children, your children, in the name of Jesus, the prayers of the righteous, hallelujah. Your daughter being addicted for years. The power of God when you went to the altar. Hallelujah. 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Bless your holy name, Jesus. Bless the name of God. Bless the power of the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I'm trying to move forward. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Therefore, and posture yourself to receive. Stop looking at it one way. Stop looking at it one way. Open the borders of your understanding. Put the eyes of your understanding will be enlightened. You know, the power towards God who that we believe. Joel 2:12. Therefore also now says the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart. There you go. And with fasting and with weeping and with mourning. 2:15, blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly. I was meditating on that. Someone told me weeks ago, before you even begin to preach and pray and fast, anoint yourself, sanctify yourself. There, you know how we do it? You're familiar with the communion, aren't you? Pray that most of us are familiar with communion. Sanctify yourself. When you have an altar, something that is your heart, sanctify yourself. Pour out your heart with weeping, hallelujah, and mourning, hallelujah, a sincere mourning of your sins. Hallelujah. Come to the altar. Hallelujah. 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 And it could be a physical place in your house. It don't have to necessarily be the church. Position yourself. Position yourself in your home. Posture yourself with a clean mind and a pure heart. 2:16, gather the people. Sanctify the congregation. gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assembly the elders, gather the children and those that suck the breath. Let the bridegroom come forth of his chamber and the bride out of her closet. Let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep between the porch. I had to ponder on that. You and I, ministers of the gospel, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep. Evangelist Tina had brought it last week. Pastors and leaders, weep between the porch and the altar from their iniquities and their sins and the altar. And let them say, spare the people, O Lord. Hallelujah. 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 What is the purpose of salvation for each one of y'all on the line? To petition God's court for those who do not know the power of the Holy Ghost. To petition God's court to sanctify your little kids this morning. To position yourself. To ask God to the little people at the poppy store. To position yourself when you go to Macy's this morning. To position yourself when you get in your car today. To position yourself to seek the face of God. To sanctify your heart. In the name of Jesus, that he'll give you boldness of speech when you go out there today to minister to somebody. When that girl go to call you this morning with foolishness, your heart will be sanctified to take her to the throne of God. In the name of Jesus, go between the weeping of the porch. Hallelujah. Pastors and leaders, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Brevett got the book, The Threshing Floor. Glory to your mighty name. Glory to your mighty name. Get low in your spirit. Get down on the floor. Even if physically you can't get on the floor, let your heart go to a lowly place. Get down low, I said. Get down low. Sometimes people say you got to bow. You can have a low posture. In the name of your holy name, Jesus. I glorify your holy name, Jesus. I glorify your holy name. Get low, I said this morning. Get low. Get low of the people that's coming against you. Get low. Hallelujah. Jesus put a thorn. I've been meditating on that a couple of weeks. He put a thorn in Paul so that he wouldn't. And I never saw the scripture until a couple of months ago. Maybe y'all, some of y'all saw it. I never saw it. God showed it to me. So he would not be conceited. I'm moving on. Give thy heritage to the reproach. Hallelujah, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God? Sister Joanne Thurman, I'm relating to all the people that ministers that preach. When in Daniel and so forth, hallelujah, that heathen, when she interpreted that writing on the wall, hallelujah, he said, today your kingdom going to be given over to the heathen. The Bible says that you, that thrown away from God, God will let the heathen rule over you. Some of us has did so much a justifiable thing, but the vile thing. But if we sanctify ourselves, go to the porch and the altar, he cleanses us of that. Like Saul, the spirit came away from Saul, the power, the anointing because of his disobedience and many other things. I ain't trying to go there with that. God been putting that in my heart too, the Saul spirit with pastors and leaders. Talk about that later. That the heathen shall rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is our God? Got to take the wealth. We always talk about the wealth of the sinner. He had the sinner rule over you. And a lot of times in the Bible, you can see that God, that they were so disobedient. He put them back in the hand of the Egyptian slavery. If you don't do what's right with your money, God will put you back in the hand of an Egyptian ruler. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Acts 2:1. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. I love it. That's what happened last night. Suddenly a sound like a mighty rushing wind came from heaven and filled the whole house. I said the whole house. I know you love to preach and teach. I do too. But there wasn't no preaching. Let me give you a newsflash. The day of Pentecost, honey, and that's a word of affirmation for y'all. Don't take it personally. I love you. Honey, there wasn't no preaching. Put your little Bible away. Because God is the living word. Don't get it. My mother say, don't get it twisted this morning. You say, put the Bible away. God is the living word, honey. When God comes, when Jesus break the sky, the Bible says, there be no, it's not needful, because you shall behold him. I cannot shine all his glory. He is the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star, the bread of life. You ain't going to need all that, honey. It is good for on earth. in heaven, God is all his omnipotent glory going to be there. You ain't going to need no preaching, honey, baby. Acts 1:8, my witnesses in Jerusalem and all in Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Acts 4:31, after they had prayed, the meeting place was shaken. Glory, glory. That's why I love. I get excited over my own stuff. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Because I see some key things. See, I told you, Pastor, that's why I always love prayer. Acts 4:31 said, after they had prayed. Let me tell you something. They were praying for Peter. Y'all remember that? They was praying for Peter. They praying, but Pastor Bradford taught on that some years ago. I still remember. They was praying for Peter. Because she said some key things. I can't remember so long ago. But they touching and agreeing, right? They touching and agreeing. Peter at the door. You don't need to know the time of your release sometime. Glory, hallelujah. Peter was at the door while they was yet praying. Uh-huh. After they had prayed, the meeting place was shaken. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. See, on the day of Pentecost, say, I come from Germantown. I come from Italy. And I say, bonjour, mademoiselle. I'm speaking French, right? Pastor Brock is going to interpret everything I say in French. Ain't that powerful? Oh, they came from different nationalities. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He'll pour out his spirit on all men. God, on the day of Pentecost, all men, hallelujah, were speaking boldly. Hallelujah, God is pouring out his spirit right there in North Philadelphia, Germantown. Hallelujah, you're going to prophesy. Hallelujah, you're going to go right straightway and tell your grandmother the power of God, how he met you off coming off this call. In the name of Jesus, the day the Holy Ghost is going to meet you. In the name of Jesus, Philippians 1:20, I'm coming on to the end. I eagerly expect and hope that I will no way be ashamed, but will have complete boldness, so that now, as always, Christ will be exalted in my body, and whereby my life or by death. That was Paul, honey. Paul said, now rejoice that the gospel is being advanced regardless of the circumstances, regardless of how some of us are lost, loved ones, all kinds of stuff. Paul said, regardless of his circumstances, Paul stated that his goal for his life is to exalt Christ. Yeah, we done came sick and broken up and arthritis and everything. Paul states that his goal for life is to exalt Christ in his body. He desires the courage to glorify God no matter the circumstances, honey. Paul was in a dungeon. It ain't like these prisons you got TV and don't think so. In the name of Jesus, as a prisoner who was about to stand trial, Paul could be delivered by burning, by being released from prison. Yet, it is also possible that he could be executed, because you know they cut his head off, don't you? Uh-huh. He executed for the cause of Christ. While these two paths seem polar opposites, because he said to live, you know the scripture, live as Christ and die as gain. He was about to die, baby. And Paul said, it's all right, come on with it, because I fought a good fight. I kept the faith. They actually led to the same end of glorifying God. He said, rather I live or die, I'm still going to say the gospel with boldness for my Lord and Savior. He said, don't make no difference. Rather I die or I live, Hatorosha, Isaiah 11:9, the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord. The earth is going to be full of the knowledge. Baby Simon, little baby Simon and little Eve ain't little no more. She about 18 years old, or she going to be filled with the knowledge of Christ. This is unquestionably the true meaning of it, and thus it is explained by St. Peter in Acts 2:17, Isaiah 11:8, the infant will play by the cobra's den. Let's talk about when we get to heaven, though, honey. It's going to be a lion and serpent. The baby's going to be able to put her hand in the serpent's den. And the toddler will reach into the viper's nest. Hallelujah, where snakes are a den of vipers. The infant toddler, glory, hallelujah. They will never harm or destroy all the holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the earth as the sea is full of water. Hallelujah, Jeremiah 31:34. No longer will man teach his neighbor or his brother saying, know the Lord. The teaching, I told you, that's going to be over with. Because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I forgive their iniquities and remember their sins no more. Philippians 2:1, Christian humility. If then there is an encouragement in Christ, if any consolation of love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, make my joy complete by thinking the same way. Have the same spirit on this life word Jesus called. United in spirit, intent on one purpose, to preach and minister the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the power towards us who believe. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, what you don't know is working for you. What you don't know, Pastor Bradford, 3 and 4 o'clock being summoned in the morning. Evangelist had me to say, Sister Denise, stop saying about you can't sleep. God is doing something in your spirit, man. In the name of Jesus, when he summoned you at 2 or 3 o'clock, in the name of Jesus, you and the Holy Ghost is becoming one in the spirit realm. In the name of Jesus, little Tutu, God's going to pour his spirit out on him. And little Mimi, God is going to pour his spirit. You're going to be in there cooking collard greens. The little child going to prophesy to you. Glory, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. You're going to be at the bus stop trying to catch the 33 bus. In the name of Jesus, somebody going to walk up like they did to me 20 years ago, 25 years ago, and prophesy something to you. In the name of Jesus, you all know how it's coming. In the scriptures, the Holy Ghost came so many different ways. It came with a pitcher of water walking by. That was the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, you don't know how he's coming. He's coming as a little child. In the name of Jesus, he came as a little child. He went to Golgotha's road. Now he's standing on the right hand of the Father. Right hand represent righteousness for you and I. Don't despise prophecy this week. Don't despise, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit, the pouring of the Holy Ghost, for every knee shall bow, every tongue, every Muslim, every Hebrew, every atheist, every Buddhist tongue, every knee shall bow, every bony knee, every fat knee, to the grace of our Lord and Savior, he will pour his spirit. What you don't know is working for you. Somebody was praying for me when I was smoking crack. What you don't know is working for you. The behind the scenes, somebody is praying for you. What you don't know is doing a mighty work for you, in Jesus' name. Father, I glorify your holy name. I thank you, Master, in the name of Jesus. Let us attentively look to the hills, for not with just some, absolutely whatever we came on this call. We came, somebody said this, and like Pastor Reverend said, that's gone. Today got new mercies today. Yield between the altar and the porch. The altar and the porch. Between the altar and the porch. I don't know what God's saying in that, but the altar and the porch. Between those two, yield this morning. Between what was yesterday and today, between the altar and the porch, between your past and to what's happening to you today, yield. In the name of Jesus, for that, I glorify your name. Back to you, Pastor. I love you with the love of Jesus, everyone on the line. God bless.
Amen, amen, amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Yield, amen. Between the altar and the porch, position yourself. Get low. Amen. What you don't know is working for you. A matter of fact, all things are working together for your good and to them that love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. Amen. We want to thank God for the word of God on today. Amen. Hebrews 4:12 says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow. And it is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Amen. The word of God will cut you going in and cut you going out. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to thank God. Amen. For that word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. That met us all. Glory be to God. Met us all wherever we were. Amen. Everybody, amen, got a meal on this morning. Now, glory be to God. Amen. Maybe you didn't want to come and say, amen, you went with the oatmeal. Amen. We was all at the smorgasbord. Amen. Glory be to God. And everybody, amen, God, amen, hallelujah. A word on today, for man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. As Minister Denise said, amen, edified and equipped, amen, to do the work. Amen. We want to bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. Also for that reading on Elder Lucy Smith, to be quite honest with you, I was not familiar with Elder Smith, but I'm going to be doing a little bit of more history, some history on her. Very, very interesting. Thank you so much. Amen. For sharing. Amen. So we just want to thank God. Amen. For the word of God, beloved. And as our minister Denise was sharing, I said, Lord, I said, we're ready to take the nation We are ready to take the nation. Glory be to God, because all of us, amen, we can reach somebody. Glory be to God. Oh, somebody, amen. With all of the teaching, with all of the word, and the Lord showed it to me today, as Minister Denise was showing. Amen. Some of us would be accepted in the White House. Glory be to God. The schoolhouse, the sick house. Glory be to God. They might not accept you, but they accept you. Glory be to God. We all will go where we are accepted, amen, and go where the Lord is sending us, and we could reach the nation. We could reach the nation with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. The White House, the drug house, the sick house, the educated, the uneducated, the wealthy, the bougie. Hey. Hey, my God, my God, my God. Oh, my God. We want to bless the Lord. Amen and amen. Our minister, Denise, is also, amen, a growing entrepreneur. Amen. I know she has a couple projects, amen, that she has a hand on and believe in God for, amen, to maintain and to expand her. Amen. Minister Denise, come back and take a minute. Amen. And share with us, amen, with our listening audience, amen, what you have going.
Amen. I invite you to come, everyone on the line. A lot of y'all are on Facebook. Most of y'all are. Come on to Facebook, Denise Jackson, and that's when I do my paparazzi $5 bling. And $5, guys, $5. I've been to Starbucks. I've been to McDonald's. I don't come out there with nothing for $5, not too much. But I get the 2 for $5 at McDonald's. Come on. $5. I have a men jewelry, children jewelry. I have women, and this stuff cute. I mean, it's cute. And I have necklaces. They have matching. They are sets, the earrings and a necklace. I said $5, guys. $5. $5 bling. And so you can meet me right on Facebook, and I'm on Instagram now under my mother's name, Virlee, V-I-R-L-E-E, 01. You can find me right there on Instagram, and I don't even know how to work that thing. I'm learning. They said post pictures. I don't know what they're talking about. I do a little bit of something. So meet me there. I go live. I'm going live tonight at 9 o'clock live. You could just shop right there from your home. I said you could shop from your home. You ain't got to go to Macy's. Shop. In fact, I heard something on the radio that you know, just support some black business. Support somebody of black business, y'all. Come on now. Let's support. Lucy Elder Smith, Elder Lucy Smith, I saw that she was a bad mamma jamma. Not only with her preaching and healing, she gave abundantly, for much was given. Much was given to her, and she gave very much. And I just want to say this scripture, though, Pastor. I was looking at a scripture that said that they that had much, they gave, and it was a church where everyone laid everything they had, and nobody had no lack. I said, nobody had no lack. You could say you had a bigger house than me. There was no lack. So that's what I'm doing. You can find me on Twitter and also, thank you, Lord, YouTube. I'm on YouTube. It's free. Don't cost y'all nothing, guys. I said free. It's your time to support me. I have a YouTube channel, and it's called Joyful, J-O-Y, Joy, Full, F-U-L-L, Decor, D-E-C-O-R, by Denise, Joyful Decor. By Denise, don't cost you nothing. Just establish a YouTube channel. All you got to do is go to YouTube, establish an account. It is very easy. And you can meet me there. I do tablescapes. I'm asking God to venture out to that thing where I can go into event planning, go to charities and things like that and do events, baby showers and all this other stuff. And so it started as a hobby. I'm going to take this thing. God has taken it to another level. So you want me to decorate your house, let me know. I start with mine, that's all. So, but, you know, the tablescapes, and I do floral arrangements, those type of things. God has given me that gift. He bestowed me with that, the working of my hands. So shall I give out to others. So tablescapes and baby showers and all this kind of stuff like this. But there's not so many of those type of venues. But thank you for sharing, Pastor. And also, I invite you. I'm not associated with a particular church. God, Jesus told me, and I'm just led in my heart to go forth with this. You know, go ye into the world, Matthew 28, 19, 20, the Great Commission. We submit ourselves under leaders. But I solicit your prayers as I talk to the Lord about going into the prison doors. I take kudos shot. Be careful what you say and ask in the name of Jesus. So I give cards to the prisoners, to prisons. For Mother's Day, and not Mother's Day, what was that holiday? Valentine's Day, giving cards. So keep me in prayer. And you're not, if God's not put on your heart to do that, that is fine. Prayer is powerful. Just pray that I could expand this thing to the prisons, give cards to the prisoners and to senior citizens. I have been doing that abundantly before this shutdown, and I still am able to pour into the seniors by a card. A card could be a very delightful thing. When I get cards from people and Pastor Bradford, I still got all her cards she gave me. They're delightful to me, very delightful. So when you can see a written note, a hand note, we got social media, but to hear someone call you and pray, oh, it's delightful when y'all call and pray. When I call and pray, I love it, Pastor. So those are the things. Hit me on social media. Half of y'all on there, come on over to my house. Come on over. Come on over and visit me. Y'all come on. Come on. And I like the Beverly Hillbillies when they say, y'all come on back. I used to wave at the TV when we was little. So y'all come on. Come on over and visit me. Come on. Mae West used to say, come on and visit me sometime. So come on over. I got the joy of the Lord, y'all. I got the joy of the Lord this morning. So come on over and visit me. YouTube, Joyful Decor by Denise. I do tablescapes. I do motivational little speeches. I can't not go in here. Don't talk about the Lord sometimes. So I do. Indeed, I do. Minister Erica, she said the power of one. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for my remembrance. And I went on there and just elaborated what she gave. Yeah, I want to encourage others. That's my motivation factor. Sister Denise, what you about? Motivating you as I motivate myself. Amen. So that's it, Pastor. My paparazzi, you can go on my Facebook and you'll see the link. Hit the link. Boom. Hit the link. It'll take you right into the website. You can order and they send the jewelry to you. It's $5, guys. Again, $5. Nickel free, lead free. You can't go to sleep with it on now. Don't do that. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. You're welcome. Amen. We want to bless the Lord and paparazzi. Amen. They have a very, very nice jewelry. Matter of fact, I'm looking now at some of my last orders with them. Nice stuff for the money, beloved. Amen. And you can buy it and just, you know, keep it there when birthdays and stuff come around. Amen. You'll have a gift. Amen. To give someone. Amen. So you can look at it from that perspective. Also, you always want to have a gift or two tucked away for these birthdays and other occasions. Okay, so that's Joyful Decor by Denise, and then 9 o'clock tonight on YouTube. I didn't get that, Minister Denise. You said under your mother's name. But
no, that's
grateful.
No, that's Instagram. I got so much stuff, Pastor. Instagram is my mother's name, Vera Lee, VIRLEE01. That's Instagram. Facebook, you just go to your Facebook page, type Denise Jackson, boom. It's going to take you into a live where you can shop with me live tonight, 9 o'clock, Facebook. Live.
Okay, Facebook. Okay, got you. Okay. All right, bless the Lord. All right, bless the Lord. Amen. Spread the word, saints. Amen. Take a look around. Amen. And I'm sure that you see something, amen, some things that you like, amen. As I said, they're very nice jewelry, amen, for the price, amen. And we bless the Lord. We know we got Easter and stuff coming up, amen. It's just good to have a little something tucked away, amen. I like to have something on reserve for birthdays and other gifts because you don't always want to run out at the last minute. And stop giving Amazon all your money, beloved. Stop giving Amazon all your money. I went into Walmart. I was looking for something, and they didn't have it. And I don't know. I guess maybe with COVID-19, that people are not stocking up the way they are. And she said, no. She said, well, try. I said, I'm trying to share the wealth. I don't want to give Amazon all the money. Amen. I don't. I mean, thank God for Jeff Bezos. But I don't want to give Amazon all the money. Amen. Say stop giving Amazon all your money. Amen. Yeah. We bless the Lord. All right, all right, all right. So we want to thank God for the word of God on today. Amen. Glory be to God. God's promise of his spirit, beloved. And what you don't know is working for you. Boy, boy, boy. Blessed be the name of Jesus. We want to thank everybody for your service this week. In the ministry, glory be to God. We had a beautiful, oh my God, was this a delightful week or what? Let me see. We had Minister Erica on Tuesday. Glory be to God. I tell you, we done had so much good stuff. I'm forgetting here. Glory be to God. Who did we have on Wednesday? Let me see. Who did we have on Wednesday? I know Minister Erica came on Tuesday, and we had on Wednesday. Okay, that was me. Okay, Thursday was Sister Priscilla, amen, and our Sister Annette, amen, our Sister Denise. Oh my God, amen. So we just want to thank God for a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful week. Go back into your archives. We posted on Facebook and on Twitter. Thank you so much for serving. Thank God for all the beautiful readings. Thank God for all of you who have served at the altar of prayer. Amen. This week, God bless you. Amen. Touching and agreeing. Thank you for all of you who have sold in the ministry. We're asking you to make a special, sow something special into the ministry. Amen. We want to do something special, you know, for our speakers. Amen. Glory be to God. You know, we might not be, we don't know. Depending on what we get, it's going to be dependent on what we do. I'm going to put it that way. Amen. So we're asking to sow a love offering for all of the speakers. Why? Because if we was in church, brick and mortar, beloved, when they pass that pan around, you would put something in there if it wasn't but $1. So don't shortchange your brothers and your sisters. Amen. Come on, let us support one another. What you make happen for others, God will make happen for you. Amen. It is indeed my pleasure to serve. Amen. Glory be to God. I want to thank God. Amen. For this season that we're in. It's beautiful. Amen. It's beautiful. And we just want to thank God. All right. So we'll be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock for our Sunday services. Amen. We still have a lineup of ministers for next week that's coming. Amen. We've been preparing for our resurrection service, Good Friday service. Amen. We want to have something special on that day. Amen. I already spoke to our technicians. I said we want to be able to broadcast. We're going to do it on Zoom. Amen. And we want to link it in with Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube all at the same time. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. I think that is it for today, saints. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. If I'm forgetting anything, I'm telling you, I'm just so happy. Brother Reed, we have a lot of men in this ministry, but Brother Reed is one of the few that really comes out. And I'm telling you, we are just so grateful that he's in a singing season. My God, I hear this man. I mean, I've never known Brother Reed to do what he's doing here, and that's because we're all doing something new because God is doing something new. And so it's just a beautiful thing. And so I just want to say thank you for allowing me to serve you. Amen. Thank you for allowing me to serve you. Amen. In Jesus' name. So everybody have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. Amen. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 and then back on Monday morning, same time, place, and station, giving God praise, glory, and honor. Next Saturday morning is spiritual warfare training. Glory be to God. Amen. We're going to resume that. Amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. In our agenda and on our television podcast, we're going to be focusing on entrepreneurs and business owners. And so many of you have businesses. Our Minister Estelle, glory be to God, and our Minister Norwood and Minister Denise Jackson, and there's a lot of you have businesses, and we want to put some emphasis on you. We want to help you to grow. We want to see what we can do to empower you and to help one another. So the Lord has given me a lot of ideas. Amen. Glory be to God. And so we're putting them all together in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I think that is it. If you are a visitor today, amen, please reach out to us. Amen. Please, amen. Send us out an email at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. Amen. Glory be to God. That's probably the quickest response. Amen. Glory be to God. And you can also call us at 267-719-3386. Amen. Bless the Lord. And visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Amen and amen. Father God, we say thank you for the delightful morning, Father God. We say thank you for your anointing and your power, Father God, displayed through our minister Denise, Father God. And in the name of Jesus, we want to say thank you for one message for all people, Father God. We want to say thank you for the promise of your spirit helping us, Father God, to position ourselves, amen, because what we don't know and what we do know, amen, glory be to God, because you, who we know, is all working for us, God. We just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for the blessing. Thank you, Father. We've been blessed all week long, Father God. Just, Father God, we have no excuse. We have no excuse. Now, Father God, we've been eating and eating and eating. Now, help us to take this weekend and work it out. We need a little exercise. We can't keep eating without exercising, Father. That's an unhealthy state. Amen. Now, we have to exercise. Now, we got to work this thing out. We have to go out, as Minister Denise said. We have to share the gospel, Father God. We have to exercise and practice what we know to do. Father, for you said not to be a hearer, but a doer. We have to be a hearer and a doer, Father God. Faith without works is dead. So we say thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Father God, we bless you. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. Father, we want to thank you for Sister Aquanetta and Sister Brenda Carter coming, Father God. These two, the two newest members of our ministry, Father God, even they are active. Oh, Father, thank you for an active ministry. Thank you, Father. Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. Father God, it will not take root. It will not prosper, and it will not come to pass. We bless you, and we honor you, Father God. We want to bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name. No weapon formed against us will prosper. And every tongue that rises in judgment is already condemned. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior. Be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. Jesus Christ is Lord. Father God, give Minister Denise a nice platform tonight. Father God, the people will spread the word and take a look at the jewelry, Father God, even if they've already seen it. Maybe they have some new pieces on there, Father. And it's only $5, Father. And it's not, it's good quality of fabric, Father God. So bless her endeavors. Bless her endeavors. And thank you for blessing us all. And we thank you for the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow to it. Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia, signing out. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day and a wonderful weekend. Amen and amen and amen.
I love you too. Everyone, have an awesome day.
Amen.
Amazing God, amazing King, amazing everything. Amazing God, amazing King. You're an amazing, amazing everything. Amazing God, amazing King. Amazing God is everything. Amazing God. Amazing King, he's an amazing everything.
This is my testimony when you said this.
Where would I be without you? I would probably be in a grave. With all the mistakes that I made, would be controlled by fear. Lord, if I didn't have you near.
Sing it, sing it, sing it.
Now I would have lost my mind. I would have lost my mind. God, I wouldn't have no peace, no peace, no peace. But I'm so glad
that I'm so glad
that I found
that I found you.
Amazing.
Amazing everything.
Let me sing with you right here.
Amazing God, amazing King. Oh, you're an amazing everything.
Position yourself, saints. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Position yourself. Amen. But what you don't know is working for you. Pastor Alfreda signing out. Love you, love you, love you, love you. Blessings, 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 blessings.